What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Try that.
I'd love to. Let's start the final hour with our Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. They crack it open with today's Pelicano. Discover Pelican Summer Seasonal Cerveza.
It's almost over.
The refreshment. It's almost over. Oh. Been trying to tell you for a long time. Summer's almost over. You didn't listen to me.
Spooky season.
Now here we are. It's Halloween time, even though it's like 90 degrees today. Lots to get to in the final hour. We start, though, with our great friend, Lucy Birch, who is live on the phone. And live on YouTube, one of the few people who's willing to jump through the hurdles that we require in order to be on YouTube. Lucy, good morning to you, DraftKings partner, and you can give her a follow on Twitter, at Lucille Burge, of the former show, Back to the Future.
One of the great shows of all
time. Award-winning Back to the Future show. Let's start with a simple one, Lucy. Are the Red Sox winning the World Series?
Yes. First of all, RIP Back to the Future. What a good time. It's going to be very, very sad this football season without it. But, you know, I'll be talking to you guys, so I'm very happy about that. Yeah, of course they're winning the World Series. Have you seen them lately? I don't know what else they – well, okay, here's the caveat. This is – I don't want to say it's pending Roman Anthony MRI, but the nation is concerned. Red Sox Nation is very concerned right now. There are prayer circles forming for Roman Anthony, and we really need all of the prayers and well wishes possible, because without Roman Anthony, things are very much in flux. The young phenom might, I don't want to say, I don't want to jinx anything, but pending an MRI, just keep an eye on what's up with Roman Anthony right now. But yeah, in any event, they're winning the World Series, obviously.
We haven't done a show together in a while, so you wouldn't know this about me, but the Braves are done, so baseball season is basically in my rear view, and it's football season now. I want to ask you, I know the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, but is this got to be power rank number one of all time most ghetto styles of interviews you've ever done, where you're on the phone, but you're also on YouTube?
You guys, I will jump through any hurdles to talk to you guys. Okay. This is whatever works. That is the way it goes. And I understand that, as you know, in this business, whatever works to get it done.
Okay.
Hey, why'd you guys trade us Rafael Devers and then he just tanked our entire season? What the hell's up with that, Lucy? I got beef with you now.
I was in favor of that trade, by the way. I was like, get rid of him. Good riddance. This is why I do love baseball, is because things like Rafael Devers hitting a home run, then admiring the home run, starting a, while he's running the bases, the bench is clear. So he doesn't even, he gets into a fight while he's running the bases, throwing punches as he's rounding second after hitting a home run. I don't want to say I'm not rooting for him. I would say I don't care. Like, I don't care what Rafael Devers does. I forgot about him until seeing that video last night.
He's
I
was dead like, oh, to he's you.
He's the guy. They're going to win the World Series despite him. So, you know, it all works out in the end.
Do we have, before we get to your week one NFL picks, because we know you got them, do we have, you are known as the Queen of Dongs, any home run props for tonight?
Hold on. Before you give us the home run props for tonight, Lucy, we do have listeners asking, like, where did the nickname come from? Is it self given? Did somebody give it? Explain the backstory of the Queen of Dongs.
Yes, well, Queen of Dongs, somewhere along the way, there was some show, and they created a graphic. I forget what show it was, to be quite honest, and I should give them more credit for this. And they created a graphic with eggplant emojis and crown emojis and my face. And they're like, oh, she's the Queen of Dongs. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good to me. And, you know, correct, by the way, because no one's taken that name yet. So I could trademark that, Jordan Hudson. Throw that in your, while you're trademarking things, just throw that in there, please. Because I would love to trademark that. And the trademark office would probably say, you know, sure, no one has asked for this before in the history of people. So probably would be, you know, that's yours. You can have it. I don't think anyone else would want it. So, you know, I will say that is the name. And, you know, I can back it up because once in a while these days I do hit a home run bet, and I did last night. So that did very, very well. And so sometimes you go on a streak and you see how long the streak goes, because to start the season, I had a home run bet streak of 9 games. So I'm looking to surpass that. The first 9 games of the season, I hit a home run bet in every day. Not each of the games.
Those are good payouts, too, because it's always plus money.
Yeah, very good plus money.
Exactly. Except for in the case of, you know, Kyle Schwarber, where it's like plus 185 or something like that.
Sure.
But yeah, so that is where Queen of Dongs came from. And I am looking to trademark it if anyone wants to, you know, is a lawyer or knows how to, you know, Queen of Dongs LLC might be a thing at some point where I just set up in my merch. Definitely people are going to be
queenofdongs.com.
I like the Queen of Dongs. I like that we're going with it. Now, let me ask you then. So let's play the fun game. You hit on one yesterday. Give us maybe a couple that you throw out. How long will the dong get on the Queen of Dongs picks?
Yes, so there are two options for this evening, and you can take both. You can take either one. So there is opportunity for this to happen. First, we have Bryce Harper, who, you know, generally when I really need to keep a streak going, I go to Shohei Ohtani, I go to Kyle Schwarber, or I go to Bryce Harper. Tonight is Bryce Harper. Also another guy, if you want to keep a streak going, Eugenio Suarez is another one I am looking at for tonight. And K-Prop, Cade Povich, over 4.5 strikeouts if you're looking for a K-prop as well. And if you are looking for K-props, a place where I look for mine and help to decide on mine is Pine Sports, which I'm also partnered with. And if you would like to use their AI feature called Jackson, sign up with code Lucy for 25% off your first.
Look at that. Well done.
Well done.
Just
well
perfect.
Done.
Just well done.
It right
folded
in
right into the answer. That's why she's a pro.
Great. Thank you.
That's why she's the best. Lucy Burge is her name. You can follow her on Twitter at Lucy O'Burge, one of our favorites. Let's get to week one of the NFL, Lucy. Week one is so hard. Like, I think to last year in Survivor Pools, your New England Patriots going on the road to Cincinnati and winning and just ruining everybody's season.
I think that was a home game.
I'm pretty sure it was in Cincinnati. I might be wrong. I'm fairly confident it was in Cincinnati. But there's games like that happen every year. What are the lines that stand out to you? We just went over some of the most lopsided bet totals. In college football, they went 0-5. It was like Notre Dame, Texas, Clemson, all the favorites that everybody's betting on ended up losing. Who does Lucy Burge like in week one of the NFL?
Yeah, so first of all, for college football, I did have North Carolina, and I also, though, did have Miami.
Okay.
Miami is my team this year, so I am very high on the University of Miami, so go Canes. But in the NFL, so far this week, I have Thursday Night Football pick. It is the Eagles to cover -8.5. You can get that at DraftKings. I went back and forth on this because I was like, is this a trick? You know, with Dak Prescott back, are they going to cover? But I just have more faith in the Eagles, and can they stop Saquon Barkley? I would take the Eagles to cover -8.5. That is my pick so far in week one of the NFL. Also the Patriots. I'll take the Patriots too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are the Patriots going to, I don't remember what their over-under number is, but like how nervous are we about what the Patriots, I kind of expectations. It feels like year two, Drake May, here comes Mike Vrabel, we got an adult in the room. They're kind of doing a little bit of a restart in some ways, at least culturally. What is the nerve check-in on a Patriots season after having such a bad year last year?
Yes, I would say nerve level zero. I have a lot of faith in Mike Vrabel and in Drake May and the leadership of Drake May, now a married man. So that can a factor that can play into it. He has the stability and he has a confidence in himself that I think is more so than Mac Jones did. And I think Vrabel, as you said, an adult in the room who is not afraid to get into fights with the players, and he fancies himself maybe still a player. He still wants to be on the field. But I think that the leadership starts at the top, and Mike Vrabel can start that from the top down, and I think there will be cohesion. I think communication, everyone will be on the same page, which will bode well to translating to wins on the field. And I am not too afraid to take, again, zero level nervousness. I have a lot of faith in this Patriots team. Not afraid to take the over on their win total this year, over 8.5 games. I say they win 9 or 10 games, but maybe no more than that.
Okay. Interesting. I got to ask, because you mentioned it there, you like North Carolina, which a lot of people, I mean, they scored that touchdown on the opening drive. Everybody's like, oh my God, here they go. And then the rest of the game didn't go quite according to plan. That was you're a big Belichick fan, which how could you not be as a Boston gal, right? Winning all those Super Bowls. Is he losing his way, Lucy? How do we feel it? We got Gold Digger getting trademarked by Jordan Hudson. Is he focused on football? Is he doing his job, Lucy? I'm a little concerned about our guy.
Yeah, it seems that he has abandoned some of his old ways, like no days off, like do your job, because one, he's taken many days off.
So he's on the beach posing for Instagram. What happened to the coach I love?
God. He's taking yoga breaks, it seems, and he's getting trolled to a point where players on the opposite team are trolling him on Instagram Live after the game. TCU players that are like, he's got to call his girlfriend. Oh my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine Bill Belichick, NFL coach, Patriots head coach, where a player on the Jets or something, especially the Jets, is like, oh, but making fun of Bill Belichick. Never did I think I would see the day where he is venturing on, I mean, he kind of is at this point, but because of the way this team is playing, he's venturing on being a joke. And I say that hesitantly because it seems like he already is, But he doesn't, you know, we wait to see how the team does, you know, when it actually comes down to what he does for a job, you know, are they going to perform and live up to Bill Belichick standards? And they're not so far. It's a disaster. This is I would say this is a disaster at this point, because you'd think, oh, at least he has a team and he's still coaching it, but they're good. This team is not good based on what, you know, the first drive. And Drake May actually did comment on this. This is his alma mater. So he did say, oh, he was very nice and he was very mature about it. He didn't say, oh, that was trash. He said, oh, the first drive, they looked good. And then maybe, you know, he was just like, it's good to have football back. And that's really all you can say at this point when it comes. I'm sure Belichick agrees. But yeah, his girlfriend, Jordan, she, I will, she doesn't have a name. Yeah. Love her. We love her. She's a queen. She, because, you know, maybe she's more famous than him at this point. But she was out on the field on the sideline, and there were conflicting reports of whether or not that was during the game or before the game or whatever. Yeah. It's just, he seems distracted, potentially, and I'm concerned. I am way more concerned about UNC than I am about the Patriots.
I would argue the minute we caught him on a ring cam creeping out half naked was the minute that he kind of lost the plot. But yeah, to your point,
Holmes amongst us has not done a lot.
I mean, look,
you know?
I'm not shaming him for it. I'm just in the minute we caught Belichick of all people doing that. That was the minute. Final one for you, Lucy, because we appreciate the time and we're hoping to do this with you every Wednesday. Super Bowl pick. Do you have? Is it a Chiefs? Is it an Eagles? Or are we going a little off the board? We got an Allen, a Lamar first time getting a ring. Where are we at on the Super Bowl pick?
Yes, so I shockingly will not, I won't take the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. No. However, you know, make the playoffs. I like the Bills this year, and that's really a ballsy pick, I think. The Bills, the Buffalo Bills. No, I think Josh Allen, I'm very high on Josh Allen. I think he's just, the more I see of him on the field, of course, but off the field, he is a guy I really want to root for, and I want him to win a Super Bowl. So I'm going with the Bills and Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl this year.
I love it. Lucy Burge, give her a follow on Twitter at Lucille Burge, joining us live on YouTube today. So our audience enjoyed that. And you can go check out a great work partner with DraftKings, the Queen of Dongs. We'll see if we get any dongs tonight. Good luck's on the bets this weekend. Great catching up with you, Lucy. And let's do this again next week.
Yes, I can't wait. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.